Connie Viner, what a win tonight against St. Albert's. And, you know, just all four sets, great competition, great back and forth. Just what can you say about the win?
It was an amazing win. These girls played so hard. They played smart, and they didn't let things rattle them. And this is a really fun match to coach and watch them play.
Yeah. What do you think was the difference?
Just staying steady, just keeping going after that next one. And then in that last set, we were digging up those massive swings, and they did a great job. Back row did a great job.
Yep. Shaylee steps in, obviously, Brooke gets hurt on Saturday, and she steps in against FM, and tonight she steps in, and she has the final ace. I mean, what does this say about, you know, her ability and just maybe just the team-wide culture of this team, just for her to step into those shoes and fill them pretty well?
That's a great team for her to come into. We're very welcoming, and she's just done a great job stepping into that spot. I knew she could play middle, and Brooke was just she was playing there and doing a great job, and I'm so proud of her just coming in and not playing scared or anything. She just went in there and she did her job.
Approximately 2 hour match, but I think most of the 2 hours was on that 25 all point. What were you seeing there on that 25-25 point that lasted a long, long time?
It's just a matter of just keeping it simple and keep talking. And they did a great job of just finishing.
What does this mean, big picture, to beat FM, St. Albert in the same week? I mean, I think you kind of just had a pretty good idea that you belonged anyway, but to do it, get it done, 2-0 this week against these two teams.
That's huge. That's huge. I knew they could do it, and they did it, and I think that just builds our confidence down the road.
Yeah. Coach, congrats on the win.
Thank you very much.
All right, what a match. Honestly, pretty pretty happy that I was here for this one. I mean, it was a pleasure. Girls, great job. I guess, first of all, I'm going to go to Shaylee here first because you had the last serve there. You, of course, stepping in for Brooke, who's, obviously injured with the ankle. Just tell me a little bit about that, you know, stepping in for her, you know, how you've been able to make it work, and, of course, that last serve.
Well, I knew that stepping into Brooke's shoes was a big role, and I go out on that court and I play for her.
What were you thinking when you went out there to serve? Because I think there was a timeout right before that.
Yeah. So I just, took a deep breath and was like, just get the serve over.
That was a serve. I think it was maybe your third or fourth ace or so. But yeah, that top spin. I mean, tell me a little bit about that and what you're trying to do with it.
I was just trying to get over the net and drop it right in front of her. That usually works for me and usually helps get aces.
What's it mean to you to, be a big part of a big victory over St. Albert?
Feels amazing.
Congratulations. All right, Loisy. Great night for you. I mean, you started off, I think, first set you had one kill, and then the second set you started getting fed the ball more and more and more. I guess, did Coach say, get the ball to Loisy a little more here in the second set, or what was the story there?
No, not really, but I just kind of knew I was struggling in the back row, so just kind of focusing on something, if I'm not doing the best at something, just kind of focusing on the other thing. So I was just swinging away in the front row, and it ended up working.
Yeah, I think you got a kill, like maybe a roll shot kill, on that point that went approximately 4 hours at 25 all. What was it like being a part of that point and being able to finish it?
Yeah, we were all tired. We were all working. And then I was out of system, and I looked over there mid-play, and I saw it, and I knew I had to find the hole there.
Yeah. Do you even remember what happened on that play?
Kind of. I was all over the place. I was down, and then I was up, and then I was out in the crowd, basically, and then I just took a swing at it.
That was awesome. Well, what does it mean? I mean, St. Albert, obviously, a great program. They were just state rated. I mean, for me, they definitely have to be a top 15 team. What's it mean to get this done, beat FM earlier this week? I mean, this is a heck of a week for you.
Yeah,
and your team.
Feels great. Going back to sophomore year, that was a hard game to lose to them. So I think last year we pushed extra hard, and then this year we just finalized it.
Oh, congrats. And then Ellie, libero last year, you still got those libero traits though, because you were digging up some big swings from Brooklyn Rutledge and company. Just speak to this match and what your thoughts are on how you played.
Yeah, she has great hits. She's a good hitter, but I was just trying to keep on my toes and keep as deep as I can because I knew she was coming for me.
Did you guys have to make some adjustments to Brooklyn and kind of what she was doing throughout? It seemed like she was hitting that middle, pretty hard, and then it seemed like you two were there a little more in that fourth set.
Yeah, she was really trying to nail us there because she could see our block, but we were just trying to get deeper and move away from her.
Kind of the same thing I asked Loisy. Just what's it like being a part of a match like this and finding a way to win in front of your home crowd?
Feels amazing. I love it here. It's just so much fun.
Girls, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.